hubbardnews.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Now, you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and in both places, you can ask questions, get expert advice on supplements, and many health issues. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, our topic today explores the basics of anti-aging with Dr. Shanti Albani of the Life Extension Institute. So, I just want to give you a little bit of background. Dr. Albani is a naturopathic physician who also holds special certification in herbal medicine and bioidentical hormone replacement. She practiced for many years in Mexico in the small town of San Miguel de Allende, where her practice was an interesting blend of primary care for the surrounding population and bioidentical hormone replacement. She also owned a health food supplement store where she conducted trainings on health and nutrition for the general public. While living in Mexico, Dr. Albani worked for a countrywide bioidentical hormone replacement company and conducted trainings for physicians in the use of bioidentical hormones. And we will be talking more about that. Now, for the past 3 years, she's lived in Florida and worked for the anti-aging company Life Extension as a clinical trainer. So welcome to the show, Dr. Albani.
Oh, thank you very much, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have a lot of, you know, this is an interesting topic. I mean, we've got the baby boomers. As people start to age, they want to be younger longer. And so I know that this is a booming area of nutrition and lifestyle. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what Life Extension is, what the company does. I know they have been around a very long time.
Yes, absolutely, and nobody wants to grow older, and Life Extension, certainly one of our aims is to help people to live longer and to be healthier. Life Extension has certainly evolved over the years from a very small company to now an international company, but our basic tenet has never changed. We're an anti-aging company. Our vision is to prevent and postpone age-related diseases, to restore health, and to enable much longer lifespans. Life Extension was actually incorporated in 1980 by Bill Falloon and Saul Kent, and these two gentlemen are so dedicated to improving the quality of life. And as our one of our founders, Bill Falloon, he stated, "I have no exit strategy." And what that really means is that he is going to be with us as long as he can keep his life extended, and he's very, very motivated. He is involved in the everyday activity of the company, as well as writing a monthly article in our magazine, the Life Extension Magazine.
Well, I'm very aware of that, and there's a lot of good information in that magazine as well. So you've kind of covered the vision of Life Extension. What do you think makes the company unique?
One of the things that drew me to life extension is this very, very strong science base on which the company is founded. Even before I knew I was going to be working for Life Extension, when I was doing a lot of research on bioidentical hormones, I'd sit down at my computer, I'd be doing research and, oh, who comes up at Life Extension? And so I'd begin to read their information on hormones, and it was so well referenced. I would always go, DHEA, low DHEA associated with metabolic syndrome. I wonder if that's true. So I'd go and look at the references from Life Extension, and sure enough, the references always checked out completely. In fact, sometimes I would think to myself, I wonder if there's more information on, say, DHEA and metabolic syndrome. And so I'd go to PubMed, I'd look for more information, but Life Extension had already found every single reference and utilized that information. So one of the real talents of the company is scouring everywhere for research that is available on a topic and really looking through it and putting things into context with all of the information, all of the sides that are out there on a topic. So I began to really respect the company's opinion. And when I was ready to come back to the States, I began looking for positions. There was a position open at Life Extension, and I applied. I took the position. Now I'm a clinical trainer, meaning I train people who come into the company in clinical information. So that was really what caught my interest about Life Extension at first. The quality of the supplements is something that has kept me continually engaged. So the supplements that Life Extension produces, they are based firmly in science. So when we're developing a product, again, we look for research out there. So an example would be the weight management ingredient, Ervingia. And when we're looking at Ervingia, we're finding all the studies and seeing what dose is used in the studies and how is this product specifically dosed. And then when we make our supplement, we're going to replicate that exactly. So 150 milligrams of Ervingia taken twice a day is what's used in the studies. And all of our products that contain Ervingia, we're replicating that. Because we've seen it work in studies, it gives us the confidence that our product is going to work. And so it's the basis in science, but I always also feel like there is no substitute for taking a product yourself. So I began when I first got here, and I still do take many, many, many of our products. And I think that's the bottom line is, how do you feel when you take the product? How do you see the product working in your lives, in your life, and in the lives of your loved ones? And that's the best experiment for me, and I've found the supplements to be extremely powerful and to work very, very well.
Well, that's a really good summary and a good introduction to much of what we want to cover. What's interesting about anti-aging is some people feel, well, it's all genetic, but this field of epigenetics turned that upside down and was really a big support of the supplement companies, because the word was, well, it's genetic, you really can't do that much, you know, lifestyle, diet, that doesn't really make a difference. I always, when I would hear that, you know, decades ago, I would say, if you buy a car and two people buy the same car and one takes good care and one doesn't, the cars are different, though they would have the same genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And with epigenetics, it's gene expression. And I think the power of what we can do with diet, lifestyle, supplements, any of the interventions, the many, many alternative complementary types of intervention, it is powerful because we actually change gene expression for ourselves and for multiple generations after. So I always think that's exciting. And it's important, I think, to say it. I say it to patients because they come in with the prejudice that everybody needs the exact same amount of a nutrient to make their body function, that all enzymes are identical, and that there's no need for people to take supplements for deficiency or enhancement. And so Life Extension has been in the forefront of that, in my opinion. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the safety of supplements, and you're talking about the research. Most people think there isn't research. They say, oh, it's not been proven. You've heard that all the time. And I say, well, what you're actually saying is that you're ignorant of the exponential growth in research that's available. So I was glad to hear you hit on research. Let's carry that conversation forward.
Yeah, certainly. And there is a lot of research out there. Sometimes it is harder to get funding for research in natural veins because there's not as much return on investment as, say, for a huge pharmaceutical company. But there still is a lot of research out there. Life Extension is always interested also in forwarding that research. We've donated over $110 million to research in anti-aging, everything from stem cell applications to atherosclerosis. Stem cell applications for atherosclerosis. We are collecting DNA from what we call super centenarians, so people who are older than 105, to see if we can find out what's different genetically about these people. We're looking for example, there's been, we found that if you can manipulate a gene in certain species of worms, you can double their lifespan. This is work that was done by Dr. Cynthia Kenyon from the University of California. And now Dr. Kenyon is actually looking at some genes where if you manipulate them, the worm will actually grow younger, kind of regress in age. So we're funding her research on allowing worms to grow younger. Now you might think, well, this is a worm, but that's actually where it starts. And so then slowly we can kind of move up the evolutionary scale and apply this to humans. So we fund a lot of research, both in natural remedies, but also in things like cancer and different applications, off-label applications for medications that also have an application in cancer. So we're always very interested in research. And you also said something that I think is very interesting, and it's this idea of lifespan being controlled by, is it genetics, is it environment, or is it a combination of both? And that's always an interesting debate that you hear going on out there in the scientific field. And so that's definitely something I would like to touch on.
Yes, that nature nurture that we consistently talk about. And I think that is becoming much more understood. And in the next segment, we will go into more detail. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Albani.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. You can catch Kevin's show on nutrition next Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We're here every Sunday at 10 a.m. And our topic today has been exploring the basics of anti-aging, and we're talking with Dr. Shanti Albani of the Life Extension, and we've been talking about the subject of life extension and covered background and research. Very interesting, and most people, I don't think, realize how much research there is to support this idea of anti-aging, and also supplementation, the effects of diet, lifestyle, nutrients, herbs on aging and anti-aging. So let's carry forward our conversation and let's get a little bit technical and delve into the mitochondrial role in aging and anti-aging and telomeres and telomerase. So I'll let you educate our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. So we were mentioning there's a debate, is aging genetic? Is there a genetic cap, shall we say, on how old people can live, and how much can we influence aging and our lifespan by our diet, lifestyle, exercise, and the supplements that we take. So currently, the oldest living person that's been documented was somebody, a woman from France, 122 years old. Now, I actually just saw that there's a man in Bolivia who's kind of up for the running here at 123, but he's still being investigated. So can somebody live more than 122 years, or is that the limit? So we know absolutely we can influence lifespan through diet and supplementation and through exercise. I'm going to be talking about some of those strategies that we can do to influence what we call our longevity genes to promote that expression of a longer lifespan. Can we live past these upper ages of 100 and the 120s? And I think that yes, we can. Science is investigating ways that we can extend our lifespan even further. And that's where we start to get into ideas like telomeres and mitochondrial health and genetic expression and how we can manipulate what we call our telomere length and our genetic expression. So why don't I go ahead and define what a telomere is? A telomere is a piece of DNA which is on the ends of our chromosomes. All of our chromosomes are made up of DNA. They're what we call nucleotide bases. And on the ends of these chromosomes, there's a whole bunch of nucleotide bases that are nonsensical. They don't code for anything in the body. They don't code for any protein. But they're actually there to protect the chromosome from cross-linking, from damage to the DNA, and to keep it from unraveling when the cell is going through a division process. So that's the purpose of the telomere. But every time a cell divides, that telomere actually gets a little bit shorter. And it's thought that the telomere is sort of like the time clock of a cell. There's only a certain shortness that it can get to before it says, hey, this cell has divided too many times. It's time for this cell to either die or go into a state of senescence. And as our cells go into a state of senescence, it begins to cause a decline in our health. So it means that our cells aren't replicating as well. That means our skin is going to get thinner. We're going to not repair as well as an organism. Our immune system isn't going to be as robust. Our blood vessels, for example, are going to become thinner, more fragile, more prone to oxidative damage. So this is how the idea of telomeres plays into aging. So the length of your telomeres is thought to have to do with how old you can live to. So scientists are looking at how can we lengthen telomeres? How can we keep these telomeres nice and robust and live longer? Now, there have been some things that have been shown to lengthen telomeres. We know that smoking shortens them, stress shortens them. Exercise is going to lengthen them. Healthy diet is going to lengthen them. Calorie restriction, which is something I want to talk about, is going to lengthen your telomeres as well. Vitamin D lengthens your telomeres, and omega-3 fatty acids are going to lengthen your telomeres. So there are definitely things that we're looking at that can impact telomere length. And scientists are definitely looking into more and more powerful ways to manipulate telomeres. So that's something that I think as we get that science more underway, that we can begin to extend our lifespan into these ages that we haven't seen before.
I find it fascinating. And we have had an expert on the show that talked about the research and that they are researching thousands of components in diet, all kinds of molecular structures, herbs, nutrients, trying to find out the impact on the telomeres. So this was an excellent summary for anyone who's new to the subject, and I appreciate you providing that. So we talked about the mitochondria as well. Just mentioned it. How do telomeres impact on the mitochondria?
Well, that is actually a very interesting subject because sometimes people talk about telomeres and mitochondria as being distinct from each other in their role of aging, and they're really not. So as telomeres shorten, they will actually turn on a gene that then causes the mitochondria to begin to degrade. And it has absolutely been established in the literature that the health of our mitochondria impacts the health of our cells and impacts lifespan. So mitochondria are our bodies have organs, our cells also have organs, and one of the organs, they're called organelles when they're in a cell, that our cells have is a mitochondria. And the mitochondria are responsible for generating the energy that we need for every single thing we do. So every thought we think, every time we blink an eyelid, every time we take a breath, we need energy in order to do that. And that energy is captured in a little molecule called ATP. And the mitochondria are responsible for generating that ATP. I was actually listening to one of the broadcasts from your show in which the individual who was being interviewed noted that we generate our body weight in ATP every single day. So these mitochondria are little powerhouses, and they're continually supplying us with that energy that we need. And the more efficiently that they work, the more efficiently we work. So mitochondria are very important, but they also are extremely prone to these to a certain process which we call oxidation. So mitochondria is where when we breathe in oxygen, this is why we breathe in oxygen, because we take that oxygen, we transport it to the mitochondria, and the mitochondria need oxygen in order to turn basically sugar into fuel. So this is why we breathe. But as part of that process of what we call oxidative phosphorylation, as part of taking that oxygen and using it to turn sugar into fuel, we produce a lot of what are called free radicals, and we've all heard about free radicals as something that is dangerous, right? So a free radical, scientifically speaking, it's simply a molecule that has an unpaired electron and in its outer shell, and electrons don't like to be without a mate, shall we say. So a free radical is going to go to some other structure in your body and find its mate. It's going to grab an electron from some other structure in that body. And that structure could be a lipid, it could be a protein, or it could be your DNA. And that is why we talk about free radicals being dangerous in terms of aging, but also in terms of potentially leading to cancer. So the mitochondria, they're essential for life. They're providing us with energy, but they're also extremely vulnerable to oxidation because of the high amounts of oxygen and the chemical reactions that are happening in the mitochondrial membrane. And mitochondria actually evolved, we think, from bacteria. We think that they were once free-living bacteria that were then engulfed by another cell and enslaved, so to speak, to be the energy producer for another organism. And then they became these organelles, and we could not have complex life without them. So because they were once a bacteria, they actually have their own DNA, which is separate from the DNA, which is in our nucleus. And the DNA that is in the mitochondria is a single-stranded DNA. It's not protected, so it's very, very prone to oxidative stress. Because of the vulnerability of the mitochondria and its DNA to oxidative stress and all the chemical reactions that are happening there, mitochondrial health can be compromised over a lifetime. And as the mitochondria is damaged, it triggers what we call apoptosis, or programmed cell death of the entire cell in which these mitochondria live. So as the mitochondria degenerate, they are actually one of the main mechanisms that determine the lifespan of our cells. And again, the lifespan of your cells is also going to be your lifespan. When your cells begin to die, then you begin to die. So protecting mitochondria is key. Very, very key in terms of longevity. We talk about protecting them from oxidation. We also want to protect them from inflammation. Oxidation and inflammation are two of the main mechanisms of damage that eventually lead to aging.
Well, you've given absolutely the best summary that I think is easy to understand. And we want to talk a little bit more about oxidative stress. I liken this to the salmon that swim upstream, spawn and die, which sounds like a ridiculous evolutionary process in my mind, but it happens. And the reason they do is the act of spawning releases an exponential amount of free radicals, and they die.
Oh.
If they don't spawn, they live longer. Now, humans do the same thing, but over decades. And so I like to provide that sort of comparison for people. And if you've just tuned in, folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the day. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on the basics of anti-aging with Dr. Shanti Albani.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next week for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, our topic today has been exploring the basics of anti-aging with Dr. Shante Albani of the Life Extension. And we've been talking about life extension. We've been talking about what extends life in our cells and therefore in ourselves. So that's been interesting. We talked about the telomeres and their control of cell death and their effect on mitochondria, the furnace. We've referred to the mitochondria as the furnace of the cell that produces the energy the cell needs to function itself and the energy the cell then exports so that the other cells, that the rest of the body can do what it needs. So it's a brilliant mechanism. And we talked about oxidative stress as being antagonistic to the life expectancy of the mitochondria and therefore the cell the mitochondria resides in. And it is very interesting. You mentioned, Dr. Albani, about the mitochondria actually being considered a bacterium, unicellular organism from which all life is thought to evolve. Nature had an interesting article on this a long time ago. And it was really something that was an aha moment for me, that the importance of this mitochondria and its brilliance. Let's talk a little bit more about oxidative stress and the things that increase it, that cause damage to cells, to mitochondria, and are antagonistic to our life expectancy. So what are some of the exposures and items that can increase oxidative stress?
Sure, absolutely. So oxidative stress, unfortunately, simply being alive or exposed to oxidative stress. So simply the act of breathing. But there are things that we do that increase it beyond normal wear and tear. So a couple of the things are when we take in free radicals beyond the ones that we take in just by living a normal, healthy lifestyle. So certainly things like smoking, free radicals that are going to be in our environment, which are different chemicals. Radiation certainly is another source of free radicals. But another way that we cause damage to our mitochondria is by not taking in the protection that we need to protect us even from everyday metabolism. So a lack of antioxidants in the diet, a lack of fruits and vegetables in our diet is going to leave us more prone and vulnerable to oxidative damage. So I'm a big fan of antioxidants. I suggest that people get a really nice mixture of antioxidants. I'm not usually a proponent of just taking one single antioxidant. I think that some of the studies that have come out that may put certain vitamins in a negative light are because they only use one single synthetic antioxidant. So they only use synthetic vitamin D, or they only use one beta carotene instead of mixed carotenoids. We need a whole component of different antioxidants because there are different free radicals out there. There's all sorts of different types of free radicals. There's free radicals that have affinities for different tissues in the body, for different organs. There are free radicals that are water soluble. There are free radicals that are fat soluble. There are free radicals that that can go either way. And so you need to have a whole host of different antioxidants in order to deal with all of the different free radicals out there. One of my favorite life extension products is called Berry Complete. It has a mixture of blueberries, strawberries, cherries, cranberries, prunes, blackberries, acai, soybeans. So it's a whole mixture of a host of antioxidants. And I really like that about the Berry Complete product. It's one that I take every single day.
Is it powder, liquid, capsule?
It's a concentrate. It's a concentrate in a capsule that somebody can take once or twice daily. One capsule actually gives you 50% of your 5 servings of fruit and vegetables for the day. So if you take 2, I'm not saying you should take that instead of eating your fruits and vegetables, but what I'm saying is that it's a very powerful product.
So what we're talking about is enhancing the antagonism to free radicals. And I wanted to point out that free radicals are not all bad. They're released as part of an immune response and to get rid of invaders. But unfortunately, we keep that going, and it's like fired bullets, and there's collateral damage, and that collateral damage is involved with the cells. And I like that you mentioned about the studies that singularly look at one nutrient and often the less effective artificial form of a nutrient. And my analogy there is that these nutrients, especially the antioxidants, they're a team. The B vitamins, they're a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the fingers on your hand or a football team, and it's like taking the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And seeing how good he is and putting him out there against a team with no one else and saying, you know, quarterbacks can't do the job. Or mm-hmm. looking at one finger and seeing how effective a finger or a thumb alone is. And you could say, you know, really a hand isn't going to be very helpful because we don't see much activity from just a thumb or a finger. And it's a pet peeve of mine, which you probably can sense right now, that anybody would do research in such an ignorant manner, because the antioxidants, E needs C, C needs E, B vitamin, you know, folate needs B12, B12 needs folate, and B6 comes in there. And anybody who understands nutrition understands that you cannot separate these and get an intelligent answer from the research.
Absolutely. Life is complex. And if you just have one single antioxidant, sometimes what you may do is you may quench one free radical, But in the process, another one is created, and then its other antioxidant buddy isn't there to quench the secondary free radical. So these antioxidants definitely work in the team. That being said, I do want to mention really quickly lipoic acid, because even though it is a single nutrient, as far as mitochondrial health and protecting against oxidation in the mitochondria, I think it's one of the best antioxidants we have out there, because it is fat soluble and can actually span the entire membrane of the mitochondria. And it is in the membrane of the mitochondria that these free radical oxygen species are actually being created. So along with something like Berry Complete, I also do suggest for people something like lipoic acid. Life Extension does have a lipoic acid, which is called R-lipoic acid. It's the most active form of the lipoic acid, and it's also a very absorbable form.
And it's a powerful detoxifying agent. It's made by the body, but what we're doing when we add it is boosting this antioxidant effect. And it's even used intravenously in emergency detox. It's used in some emergency rooms, and it can reverse the toxic effects of a drug if sufficiently given. I know that's not common, but it's a shame that it's not commonly used. You mentioned Invigia early in the show?
Oh, Ervingia?
Ervingia. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Tell us about that.
Oh, well, Ervingia is, it's also known as African mango.
Oh.
And, you know, Ervingia I mentioned as an example of how we take the research and utilize it in Life Extension supplements, which are, by the way, all carried by, or not every single product, but Village Green does carry a wide range of Life Extension supplements, so they can be purchased through the apothecary there. But the Ervingia, and, you know, you can tie this back into anti-aging, because maintaining a proper weight is one of the key things to living a long and healthy life. And the studies that came out on the Ervingia, they were double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And the one that I think was the most powerful is when people lost 29 pounds in 10 weeks by taking the Ervingia. Now, granted, these were people who were already very overweight or obese, so they had that weight to lose. But it really came off when people took the Ervingia.
Well, that's very interesting. You just got a lot of listeners to listen up, because that, you know, weight maintenance, healthy weight has been very important. What I'd like to do in the next segment is explore more about weight and the effect of our weight on health. And I thank you for mentioning and explaining the Ervingia and the Berry Complete Caps. That sounds powerful. And the lipoic acid. We'll talk more about other supplements. It can be very, very helpful. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Dana Lake, your host for the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on anti-aging. And we're talking with Dr. Shante Albani.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension. Extraordinary enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated,
unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killeham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today, we've been exploring the basics of anti-aging with Dr. Shante Albani of Life Extension. Now, we've talked about life extension, the research. We may go back into that again because it's so interesting. And we've been talking about lifestyle, the mitochondria, the effect of what we do, how we live, what we eat, how we supplement on our ability to lengthen our life expectancy or shorten it. And we have a lot of power there. That was not thought to be true a long time ago. We've talked about free radicals, and though they're necessary, the excess is damaging to this mitochondrial furnace in the cell, and that can cause cell death called apoptosis. So we've covered a lot of good subjects with Dr. Albani, and we've been talking about some excellent supplements, Ervingia and its effect on weight management, Berry Complete that they carry, loaded with antioxidants, lipoic acid, a powerful antioxidant, and also supplement. So let's cover some more supplements that affect our ability to lengthen our lifespan and live more healthfully as long as we live.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has been a lot of fun being on the show with you and talking about all of these different mechanisms of anti-aging. And we were talking about the Ervingia, and another product that I wanted to talk about because Life Extension comes up with some really innovative products. It's one of the things that we pride ourselves on is being on the cutting edge. So we just developed a product just recently released a couple of months ago, and it's something that is called transglucosidase, and I know that's a mouthful, but what this is, it's an enzyme, and this particular enzyme has the ability to convert starch into fiber, and it sounds like, wow, is that something that can really be done? So when you eat something that is starchy, so rice, potatoes, pasta, you take this product along with the starchy food that you're eating, and it's able to convert a large portion of that starch into fiber. Fiber is simply a different configuration of the bonds between sugar molecules that is non-digestible by our system. So it takes amylose, chains of sugar, and just switches the configuration of those bonds so that that amylose becomes fiber, and now it is something that is not going to yield calories in our system, so not going to contribute to excess calories, not going to contribute to a sugar spike, not going to contribute to high blood sugar. So it's a product that helps to maintain a healthy blood sugar and a healthy weight, and we've been seeing some very good results with it. It's been studied in humans, both for its ability to maintain healthy hemoglobin A1C levels, maintain healthy insulin levels, maintain healthy post-meal glucose levels, and also helps to maintain a healthy gut microflora system, because our bacteria actually eat fiber. So it takes the starch and not only turns it into fiber, but it turns it into a type of fiber, which is a short chain oligosaccharide that can then be used as fuel for our good gut bacteria. So it's kind of it's a product that really has a 1-2 punch in terms of controlling blood sugar and also contributing to healthy gut flora. So I wanted to mention that as one of the innovations that Life Extension has just put out there on the market that can help to contribute to healthy weight, healthy blood sugar, and longevity.
Well, that is a new one. And that's right. What I love about this show. I learn something new every time we do the show. And learning is a lifetime experience. It's not a limited experience. What about CoQ10? We mention it a lot on the show. And I think it's very confusing to people as to what form, how much. CoQ10 is notoriously absorbed at a very low percentage. And mm-hmm. so all the efforts in the supplement companies have been dedicated toward expanding the amount that can be absorbed. Can you fill us in on that?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, because when it comes to longevity, CoQ10 is another very, very key supplement. You always want to take your CoQ10 in the ubiquinol form. It has been shown to be better absorbed, and it's also what we call the reduced form of CoQ10. So that means it comes in ready to go, ready to donate its electrons to what we call the electron transport chain in the mitochondria for producing that energy, that molecule of ATP. So CoQ10 is part of energy production. It's absolutely essential for energy production in the mitochondria. You may even consider it what we'd call the rate-limiting step of energy production, meaning that we have enough of many of the other molecules that are necessary for energy production, but CoQ10 is often the one that is limited in its supply. So if you don't have enough of it, you're slowing down your energy production. When you take more of it, you're able to increase the amount of energy that you're able to make. It's also a powerful antioxidant. So while contributing to energy production, it's also protecting the mitochondria from oxidation. Now, you mentioned the ability of our bodies to both absorb and utilize CoQ10. Life Extension has also been very innovative in the area of CoQ10 research. So there's an ingredient called Shilajit. It's sort of an exotic substance. It comes from the high Himalayan mountains. It's exuded from rocks. It's kind of a combination of the organic matter that's on the rocks and the minerals in the rocks. That's the best way I can describe it. It sort of looks like a deep, dark, rich soil, but it's full of something called fulvic acid. And fulvic acid allows things to cross cell membranes more readily. So when you combine it with CoQ10, it allows CoQ10 to more readily pass through cell membranes, and that's where you want your CoQ10 to be, is on the inside of the cell, actually inside your mitochondria. So adding the Shilajit to the CoQ10 actually helps it to transport it into your cells where it can help in that energy production. So we've added the Shilajit to our CoQ10 product for that reason. And then we went a step further, and we added a substance which is called PQQ. Now, PQQ is, I think, one of the best breakthroughs that we've seen in recent years, because prior to the discovery of the influence of this substance PQQ on the mitochondria, the only thing that we knew would stimulate the growth of new mitochondria was either severe exercise or severe fasting, and that's how you could get your mitochondria to divide. So not everybody's doing those things. PQQ is actually a substance that stimulates what we call mitochondrial biogenesis, or mitochondria to divide. Your mitochondria divide independently of your cell. So you can have a cell with, say, 1,000 mitochondria, and you could stimulate them to divide, and now you've got a cell with 6,000 mitochondria, but still all within that same cell. Obviously, the more mitochondria you have, the more energy that you're going to have. So PQQ is a very exciting and innovative ingredient for that reason. So now when we combine it with the Shilajit, we're helping our mitochondria to function more efficiently. We're helping that CoQ10 to get into the mitochondria, and now we're stimulating new biogenesis of the mitochondria.
Well, you know, I don't think many people know that that is possible. Very, very interesting. You know, we've covered so much, and as we talked about earlier, you're going to be coming back sometime in December for another show. I think we could keep going and going and going. Would you kind of wrap up for the listeners some of these tips they can use right away? Clinical pearls. I like people to be able to walk away from the show and say, I can do this right now and change
sure.
my health. So,
sure.
And also an extended overview of what we've tried to cover today.
Sure, absolutely. So in summary, you know, we really focused in on the mitochondria today, which are so important. So in terms of the mitochondria, taking something to protect yourself against free radicals, so something like Berry Complete, the alpha-lipoic acid, CoQ10 is actually also a very, very powerful antioxidant. So the CoQ10 with the Shilajit and the PQQ, I think for me that is the most essential nutrient in terms of maintaining the mitochondrial health. I would also suggest, as far as lifestyle, you want to maintain diet, proper exercise. We didn't get a chance to talk about it on the show today, but there's something called calorie restriction, which means definitely not overeating and even undereating that has been shown to extend lifespan. So watching your portion size is extremely important. And finally, I'm also a really big believer in maintaining youthful hormones. Even as we get up in age, and that can mean bioidentical hormone replacement. So that's something else I would ask everybody to consider if they're looking at maintaining youth and longevity.
Yes, we mentioned the bioidentical hormones in the beginning, and I know you have done research on that. Just quickly identify the term bioidentical and why it's different.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and that's an extremely important point. Bioidentical means identical to the hormone that is produced in your body. The hormones that have been traditionally prescribed for women and also men have not been bioidentical hormones, so they've been a substance that is actually foreign to the body. Bioidentical means if I take an estrogen molecule from you and I take the estrogen molecule that I'm going to be giving you, you can't tell the difference. They're interchangeable. It's the same substance that your body has been making its entire life, and now we're going to give you that substance as part of a hormone regimen. So it's something that's gentle, that's recognized by the body, and that is considered much safer than a synthetic hormone.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Dr. Albani, for being with us.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. I also wanted to add that I dedicate this show to my daughter-in-law, Julie Kahn Godbout, for her remarkable courage and her ability to prevail. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
If talking and texting interferes with a walk down the street, imagine what might happen if you're driving. Focus on the road, not your conversation. Your brain can't do both safely. No dialing, no talking, no texting to arrive safe.
Hi, I'm Brooke Delaney.
And I'm Congressman John Delaney.
As a teen, I know not to text while driving. My dad and I ask you to focus on the road, not your conversation.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas.
AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The next move on a budget to keep the government operating is in the Senate.